Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion and delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver. And, hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Well, I just wanted to sort of try to bring our listeners up to par on where we are today. It really depends upon where we look, where we are today, where we're going to be 6 months or a year from now, where we're going to be 10 years from now, because right now America's in a recession. If you look at the Baltic Dry Index, that's the amount of money you can buy one of these great big ocean-going ships, you know, that carry the cargo boxes back and forth from here to China. You can rent one of those for a day about the same price you can get a luxury yacht up on Lake Tahoe for a day. Basically, the Baltic Dry Index, one of the lowest has been 25 or 30 years, because, of course, transportation across the ocean has been just dropped to almost nothing. Oh, we're told our corporations are making lots of money. General Motors is making lots of money. And, well, they're making lots of money, but they're making it over in China. Oh, yes, they've opened up a new plant here to build a Volt car, but they've only sold 6,000 of them. Only 6,000 to the public, but, of course, the government has bought well over 50,000 for its fleet, and, of course, the government has paid General Motors. They've made a lot of money on the Volt car, but nobody wants to buy them. The car lots don't want to have them. They've produced a lot of them. They consider that to be profit, but they're sitting on lots or sitting there at the factories, and, of course, nobody wants the Volt car. Because it was made under a government mandate that the public doesn't want. But that's what happens when government enters into business. But if you look at the profits from most of our major corporations, yes, some of them are making profits, but they're making those profits overseas, and they're keeping them overseas because they bring them back to the United States. They're going to have to pay a 35% tax. And why bring your money back here when you can keep it overseas and invest it overseas? And, of course, that's what we've done because we want our corporations to move overseas, but we can't tell the American people. Now, basically, 6 months from now, things are going to be pretty good. Why? Because it's an election year, because of the pouring money out of the Federal Bank, the Federal Reserve System, just created $1 trillion out of nothing and gave it to the European Central Bank on some sort of a swap, and now the banks over there fractionalize that to $10 billion and flood Europe with money to try to get their economy from just collapsing because of what's happening in Greece and Spain. And then, of course, they've simply the Federal Reserve System's creating money out of nothing and buying up our debt. In fact, 43 cents out of every dollar what the government spends has to be borrowed. And who are we borrowing it from? We're borrowing it from ourselves. Isn't that logical? But down the line, of course, comes the inflation, the runaway inflation, and the destruction of the value of our currency. And, of course, that's the last thing that should happen unless you want to destroy this nation. And what happens 20 years from now when, of course, we have to have one person working for every one person retired? We will have at that time over 100 million people on Social Security and about 120 million people working. A design for disaster, ladies and gentlemen. And they know what's coming down the line. They just don't want you to know. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Ron, I want you to pick up the story and tell us your take on what's going on in the world today.
You know, I always use a facetious little analogy to explain.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
To reclaim, and of course they're getting us into a deeper and deeper and deeper hole, and ultimately they intend to pay off all of their debts with inflated money and then start in all over again, but in the process they will end up impoverishing the American people, and this has happened time and again down through the ages. They know exactly what they're doing. It's a subversive activity. These people are not stupid. They intend to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. And nobody wants to say this. But, of course, you can only understand this by understanding there is a subversive element that controls both political parties, our army, our banking system, our corporations, certainly the educational system, the religious organizations, our great tax exempt foundations. They know exactly what they're doing. Because, of course, their loyalty is not to America, but to this idea of creating a one-world government. They are a subversive element, and they control the Federal Reserve System, and they are the ones, of course, who are in the process of destroying the value of our currency. You're going to see inflation. We're already beginning to see the ravages of it. Well, Ron is talking then about the MF Global scandal, and here you have Mr. Corzine, one member of the establishment, former involved certainly with our central banking system, formerly head of of a Goldman Sachs, former governor, former senator. He sets up a company, and of course, either a hedge fund, they're gambling in the stock market. They lose money, and they make it up by stealing from the people. But in the very, very fine print, the people who signed in the contracts, why, it gives them the right to steal that money when they need it for their trades, and they gave it to J.P. Morgan Chase, but they don't want the public to know. Go right ahead, Rod.
Okay, and, you know, key here is that our whole monetary system and financial system is really nothing but a gigantic confidence game based on debt. And one thing you cannot allow to happen if you have a confidence game going is to destroy confidence. So as they do these more desperate things to keep this house of cards from collapsing, they are, you know, unraveling the confidence that not only the our creditors have in us, but investors all over the country. So, you know, based on that MF Global scandal, there was a lady I'd sure like to meet. Her name is Ann Barnhart, who had a very successful commodity brokerage firm dealing mainly with in the agriculture and with ranchers. But when she saw what happened with this MF Global thing, she just literally shut down her company and wrote back to all of her clients and said, I cannot in clear conscience try to trade your account in a market that's rigged and totally absent the rule of law. So there's just a major nick in the confidence of the whole system, because you can imagine it, there's people all over the country and the world that are holding a piece of paper that says they have silver stored at XYZ Bank Depository Exchange Traded Fund, and as they watch this rule of law unravel, they're starting to say, you know what, I can't trust the silver or the gold I have stored somewhere else. I better take delivery of it. And, of course, as that happens, that's when the fraud of all this paper contracts is going to be exposed. So the whole system is approaching critical mass, and it's important that people understand that the things build slowly over the years, and then finally in the climax, things start to happen very, very quickly, and I think that's what we're approaching. The next thing that has happened just recently is there's something called the International Derivative and Swaps Association, which is this business association created by five of the largest U.S. banks. And they have claimed the right to determine what is a default and not. So to give you an example, Greece is on the verge of default on their bond. In fact, a few months ago, they wrote down the value of them. But this IDSA declared this write-down in the value of the Greek bonds was not a default. It was simply a voluntary write-down. So therefore, the bankers who had written these credit default swaps didn't have to pay the claims on them because it wasn't declared a default.
Now, I think for our listeners, they need to understand that these credit default swaps were insurance policies which people took out to make sure, let's say you bought a bond, well, you wanted to be sure that the government was going to refund that bond, pay for the bond when the time came to cash it in, and so you took out an insurance policy. Well, basically, of course, what happened was these companies that had lent the money were told, well, you either take 50 cents on the dollar or you're going to get nothing. Which do you want, 50 cents on the dollar or nothing? And that is a default. Greece defaulted. Nobody wants to say it, but they defaulted. And then, of course, they came up and said, well, it's not really a default because it was voluntary. It was not voluntary when somebody's pointing a gun at your head and saying, take it or else. But that's exactly what happened. Now they're not going to get the insurance policies paid off, the CDS.
Yeah, the example I give is everyone out there pretend that you're a multimillionaire for a second, and you own $100 million worth of Greek bonds, and you're starting to get very, very nervous about it. So someone tells you to call Ron Brown, and you do, and they say, Ron, can you help me? I need to protect myself from a Greek default on the bond. I say, sure, I can help you. I can sell you some credit default swaps, and I quote you a price, and let's say you pay me $5 million insurance to protect yourself on these just false. And what do I do with the $5 million? Well, I go buy me a Maserati, a Ferrari, and a villa in Brazil. I haven't put any money aside to pay a claim. So, but you walk away thinking that you're protected, and you got a little smile on the face. The reality is you aren't protected. And when you take that in its whole and you look at this massive derivative structure, which is really nothing but a conglomerations of side bets and insurance policies that people think they're protecting themselves from risk in different forms of securities, the BIS says that the size of that market is $707 trillion. Now, there are other people, I think we'd admit that the BIS would probably give us the most conservative estimate. There are estimates out there that the size of it may be 1.5 quadrillion. So when something happens to trigger these bets, like a default in Greece, and you start to trigger these claims, if it's $707 trillion, is there any way any of that could be paid off? So basically the whole financial system, as it becomes more vulnerable and people do these exotic things thinking they're protecting themselves, the whole system is really nothing but smoke and mirrors, and at some point something's going to trigger a crisis that will just trigger all these bets to be called, and that's when the whole thing will start to fall apart. And there's a lot of people projecting that will happen this year, 2012. So we're getting close to something big. You know, going back to those credit default swaps, 97% of the credit default swaps on the Greek bonds, I understand, is owned by a U.S. bank. So you can see why they would be, naming the rules of what is a default or not. So the whole thing is just, it's nothing but fraud and corruption, really.
But because it's the European banks, an awful lot of the European banks are the ones who bought the government bonds. Now, what do banks do? Well, they buy government bonds. They buy corporate bonds. Those are two major sources. And IOs, and they make 3, 4%, 5% on that. They've created the money out of nothing. That's what banks do with a fractional reserve banking system. A fractional reserve banking system is you got a dollar and you artificially create a fraction of that. In other words, that becomes the basis of creating $10 or $20 or $30 or $40 or $50 or $60. Some of the banks were lent that had leveraged up to $70 for every $1 of real wealth that they had. And because you make a lot of money, especially when you make 3 or 4% on every $1 you have invested. But what happens, of course, if the people don't pay the money back? And of course, you only have to lose a couple of dollars, certainly, $150 or $200 that you're going to lose. So basically, the whole house of cards can come tumbling down at any time. And, of course, European banks are in real trouble. We've written the derivative contract for those banks guaranteeing them, and our banks do not have the money to pay it off. They're like writing an insurance policy with nothing behind it. And what happens if you say Allstate Insurance and Travelers Insurance had all sorts of home insurance in an area where there was a flood? There was maybe a near hurricane, but they didn't have any money invested. Then what would they do? They just have to say, sorry, you're out of luck. And that's exactly what's going to happen when the whole house of cards comes coming down. And smart people are beginning to recognize this. And they're trying to get into something where, of course, their money is safe. You put your money in the bank, you think it's safe. What's behind it? There's absolutely nothing behind a lot of it, because a lot of our banks are illiquid. They just don't want the public to know that. And so the real problem is that when the public begins to become fearful that the banks really don't have any money, they're going to start pulling their money out, and there's more and more pull money out, yet runs on the banks. And then, of course, the government can cover a certain amount of that, as they do with the FDIC. But here in the United States, the FDIC has run out of money, and so they're backed by the full faith and credit of our government, And how do they cover the debts? Why, they simply print the money, which is a forerunner to hyperinflation. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, you know, as the continent starts to unravel and the people try to exit the system, then the government has to do ever more draconian.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Out of the 100 senators, and that was authorized in the name of fighting terrorism for the military to arrest any American citizen who is accused of being a terrorist without evidence, without a right to a trial, without the right to a habeas corpus, to be held indefinitely until this war on terrorism ends, which will never end. Now, there were one senator who wanted to put a stipulation in that you could not apply to an American citizen, and that was voted down. Others wanted at least to have a right to have your case heard. That was voted down. Because you see, this fear of terrorism is being used to justify the implementation of a dictatorship. These people will not be arrested by the police. They will not be arrested by the FBI. They will be arrested and held in military prisons. That's the frightening thing about what's going on. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, you know, as we talk about how fast things are going, it's easy to get discouraged. But there are mounting opposition to what's going on. You know, we've seen it. Remember when the MERS came out, the mortgage electronic reporting system, when it came out that all these mortgage-backed securities were not processing the titles properly. And when the banks started to try to foreclose on them, some of the states rose up and said, you haven't processed things correctly, so we're not going to allow you to do that. You're seeing many states come out and say that they're going to make gold and silver legal tender. Now I'm just reading something that based on that NDAA, some patriots in Montana have launched recalls of all the senators who voted for it, and they're encouraging all the states to do the same. And so the people need to rise up and take the people who their representatives are absolutely violating their oath of office and the rule of law, and they're puppets of the bankers. And we need to start coming up and kicking them out of office, or at least unelecting them. So there is some good news, you know, on the horizon where people are slowly waking up. I don't know if you know, Dr. Stan, but a month or so ago, there was 100 sheriffs that met in Las Vegas. And the sheriffs are starting to get very nervous because they take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution, and yet they're being pressured to do things that violate that Constitution. And now they're realizing if they're ever accused or convicted of violating their oath of office, then they are responsible, you know, financially and everything for what they do. So they're getting very nervous about what's going to happen to their family and their income if you know, things start to fall apart. So a lot of the sheriffs are starting to get in line and start saying, what can we do? And, of course, the sheriff is the supreme law in each county. So, you know, there have been examples where the sheriffs are just kicking the federal government out and say, you have no jurisdiction here. So we just need to get that grassroots movement gaining momentum. And, you know, I would attribute Ron Paul and the Tea Party with starting that grassroots movement, or at least adding to it. So I think, you know, he's doing a good job.
Well, I think it's very interesting that the Ron Paul gets twice as much money from the members of the military and ex-members of the military and Veterans Administration, people from then all the rest of the political candidates put together. Incidentally, on Monday, this coming Monday, there's going to be a massive veterans march in Washington, D.C., a march on the White House, and it's going to take place in the afternoon. You can find it on the Internet. If you're back in the East, let me encourage you to go there to join these people so the people in the White House will know that the veterans, the people who've had the courage to fight for our country, unlike, of course, either Barack Obama or any of the military, any of the Republican candidates other than Ron Paul, not one of them Santorum, not Duke Gingrich, not Romney, none of them served in the military. Ron Paul did. And, of course, it's important that we have the veterans solidly behind Ron Paul. They are. But this is not being covered by the military. And, of course, Christians are being manipulated to believe that Ron Paul is anti-Israel. He's the only one who supports Israel, who's trying to block the war that will lead to mass retaliation to stop funds from being given to the enemies of Israel who are using it to prepare to destroy Israel. And nobody ever mentions that.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
The political candidates are going to tell you, Sydney, we have to understand that when we started the Social Security system back in 1935, we had 65 people working for every person unemployed. Most, the average person died at 63, and of course, you didn't get your Social Security until you were 65. And it was a wonderful idea to help the certainly the poor. About 20 years ago, we probably had about six people working for every person on Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. Today, we have, well, let's take Social Security, and I think we have about 60 million people on Social Security, about 55 million people on Medicare and Medicaid. We've got about 120 million people working, so it's almost two people working for every person receiving retirement benefits. 10 years from now, why we'll have one person working for every, person on Social Security, on Medicare and Medicaid. But between 10 and 15 years from now, one person will be working for every person retired, about 100 million people retired, maybe 120 million people working. What do you think is going to happen at that time? And of course, they're going to have to put 80% of everything the working person makes into providing for the retirement benefits of that person. They're not going to have any money left over for themselves. This is where they're going. If you look at the Obama budget, it's all there. But nobody in the Republican Party, and nobody in the Democrat Party wants you to know what's going on. Well, our guest is Ron Brown. Ron, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you.
You can get in touch with and call my 800 number. That's 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. You know, I just feel like it's my mission or in life to try to educate people to help them protect them, help protect themselves from what's coming down, because the average person doesn't have a clue, and they're about to get wiped out financially. And so to me, as Christians, we're called to, someone must be called it, but as Christians, we're called to truth and be salt and light. And until we seek the truth, we don't see what's happening to our country, and therefore we're totally unprepared to prepare for it. And if we become part of the problem, then we're not part of the solution. So my mission in life is just to help educate and bring as many people to the battle as I can. And the best way to do that is to protect yourself financially.
Well, basically, certainly I do a lot of reading, studying on this subject. The smart people, the people with a lot of money, are increasingly investing in gold and silver. Just as last week, George Soros doubled his holdings on gold. George Soros doubled his holdings on gold. He is a multi-billionaire. Why is he doing that? Because he tells you the whole financial structure of the United States and Europe is going to come tumbling down. Is your money safe in the bank? Is your money safe in an annuity? Is your money safe in bonds? Is your money safe in stocks? Is your money safe in insurance policy? Is your money safe in a pension fund? And let me point out, the pension funds are the private pension funds run by corporations, have a debt today of probably about $250 billion. The government pension funds, and I'm speaking those, not Social Security, but the teachers, government employees, things of that sort, they're in debt between $1 and $3 trillion. And there's no way they'll ever be able to pay off their obligations. You're going to have to look after yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Make your preparations accordingly, because you're seeing the demise of the financial structure of the United States. And this is happening not by accident, but I believe by intent, because we have subversive people working at the highest levels of our government. Well, go right ahead, Ron.
Well, you know, I think it's important to understand that what is really going on is that the Western Empire, Europe and the U.S., is in debt beyond any hope, and that system is unraveling, and China and the East are very methodically getting ready to become the new king on the mountain. So the U.S. is slowly losing its status as the world's reserve currency, and as the U.S. system starts to unravel, China is quickly going into gold, like you were just saying, what his name was, George Soros. But just to give you an idea, Eric Sprott put this out. He said in a five-month period, China, talking about imports from Hong Kong, which they had never done more than 20 tons in a month, suddenly in a five-month period, they went from 20 tons to 30 tons to 40 tons to 80 tons, and then in November, the fifth month, they did 102 tons importing of gold, when there's only about 200 tons of gold being produced worldwide. So China is now trying to consume over 50% of the gold, which tells me they're setting the stage to have a gold back into their currency, and that the yuan will become the new reserve currency to replace the dollar. And so they've been methodically working on this very methodically now for 10, 15, maybe 20 years. And now I think we're approaching critical mass where things are going to start to happen very, very quickly.
Well, yeah, that's very interesting, Ron, because China's the largest producer of gold in the world. They're not selling any gold. They're keeping all their own gold, and they're buying it up from all over the world. The United States isn't buying gold. The United States, we don't even know whether they have any gold. They will not allow an independent audit of Fort Knox or of the Federal Reserve gold deposits in New York City, because, of course, the Federal Reserve is secretive. We cannot let the common people know. Well, I believe our leaders are intent upon betraying us, as they betrayed us into the war in Vietnam, as they betrayed us into the first Gulf War. That was with a phony story about the little babies being bayoneted by the wicked Iraqi soldiers, thrown out of the bayonets and put on the floor and then bayoneted all alive. And then, of course, the attack on Iraq. Because of the weapons of mass destruction, they've lied to us over and over again. Why should we believe when they tell us they have gold in Fort Knox? Why should we believe when they tell us they have gold deposits? Because, remember, it was agents of the American...
Even if Miller's experiment were...
Chinese communist power in China back in 1949 and 1950... And if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to weep. Because most Americans believe the Chinese won the revolution. They did not. We turned China over to the communists who killed them, about 60 million people. Just as we turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro. He didn't win the revolution. We simply actually put an arms embargo, financial embargo, on President Batista of Cuba. And then the American ambassador, Earl Smith, was ordered to visit President Batista.
Even if Miller's experiment were valid, you're still light years away from making life. It comes down to this. No matter how many molecules you can produce, with early Earth conditions, plausible conditions, you're still nowhere near producing a living cell. And here's how I know. If I take a sterile test tube and I put in it a little bit of fluid with just the right salts, just the right balance of acidity and alkalinity, just the right temperature, the perfect solution for a living cell, and I put in it one living cell, this cell is alive. It has everything it needs for life. Now I take a sterile needle and I poke that cell, and all its stuff leaks out into this test tube. You have in this nice little test tube all the molecules you need for a living cell. Not just the pieces of the molecules, but the molecules themselves. And you cannot make a living cell out of them. You can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So what makes you think that a few amino acids dissolved in the ocean are going to give you a living cell? It's totally unrealistic.